you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, June 30th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. More now on today's ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that limits the federal government's ability to regulate polluting industries. KPCC climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone looks at exactly what the ruling could mean.
The 6-3 vote curtails the power of the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, to set emission standards for power plants. Those plants burn coal, oil, or gas to generate electricity. The emissions from burning those fuels are heating up our planet. That's worsening drought, heat, and wildfires in California and beyond. Maya Golden Krasner is an LA-based climate lawyer with the nonprofit Center for Biological Diversity. She says the ruling doesn't rob the EPA entirely of its ability to regulate emissions, but it does open the door for further challenges to policies that protect public health and the environment. She says that means state and local officials will need to play an even bigger role in addressing the climate crisis.
Local governments can establish stronger energy efficiency standards, and they can also phase out oil extraction as the city of L.A., the county of L.A., and Culver City are looking at doing right now.
Golden Krasner says California, as one of the largest economies in the world, can help speed up the transition to renewable energy. For example, the state's strict car pollution standards force some of the world's biggest car makers to invest in cleaner technology and more electric vehicles. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
For the third time in less than 3 years, LA Unified has to find a new school police chief. KPCC's Kyle Stokes says the current chief announced her retirement today.
Leslie Ramirez has spent 22 of her 29 years in law enforcement with the L.A. School Police Department. She took over as chief 2 years ago after racial justice activists and the teachers union convinced the school board to cut the department by 25%. Those cuts in June 2020 prompted then-chief Todd Chamberlain to resign. A department that recently employed more than 400 sworn officers today has closer to 200. Activists are still pressuring the board to cut the department entirely. Former LA School Police Chief Steve Zipperman, who himself retired in 2019, is returning to run the department on an interim basis. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.
LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says the COVID-19 vaccination rate is very low for 5 to 17-year-old children in the county. She also says even though vaccinations for little kids under 5 have been approved, parents aren't rushing to get them.
Young children can, in fact, get infected, end up hospitalized, and unfortunately even pass away. And this is now a vaccine-preventable disease.
Ferrer says more than 1,300 of the youngest children in the county have ended up in the hospital with COVID-19. Nearly 100 were admitted for a rare but potentially serious inflammatory syndrome that can be triggered by COVID-19. Multiple news outlets, including the AP, ESPN, and the LA Times, many more, are reporting that USC and UCLA Athletics plan to leave the Pac-12 conference and join the Big Ten. It would begin in 2024 after the Pac-12's deal ends with Fox and ESPN. Big Ten university presidents are meeting now. A formal announcement could come this evening. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism.
one lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.